Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's edition of the Positive Male Response, brought to you by Justice from A to Zaius Organization Incorporated. We would truly like to thank our CEO for setting this platform up for us to be able to engage in talk and conversation regarding our young men. We understand that there are a lot of things going on in terms of our community, but this is one initiative that takes action and gets us out into the community. So today we're going to be talking on the subject of positive thinking and positive speaking. One of the things we want to do with our young men and women is to give them some food for thought so that when they encounter various aspects in the community, they will have a positive response. Herein lies the name or the title, Positive Male Response. So today we're just going to be talking about how positive speech is effective and positive thinking is effective, because we know that's part of the foundation of why this initiative was started, to give young men and women another outlet or something, another way to look at situations. Oftentimes we get in a position where we react instead of respond. And so we want to have a conversation about how positive thinking and positive speech has a bearing on what we do and how we can have a great outcome on how we're, what we're destined for. So I think I have a caller trying to call in. So we're going to talk about that just briefly. Now, when we think about words, we know our words have power. We know our words have meaning, and we know that they're the bridge that takes us from one aspect of where we are to where we need to be. And one of the things I think about, even when it comes to being positive, is how we all have been given a responsibility to be responsible with our voices. And the things that we say can not only help us, but they can help those around us. So as we think about being members of Justice from A to Zaius and working with youngsters to help them cultivate a thought process that will generate positive thoughts and positive responses for things, I think about first that we all have been given a level of responsibility to govern what we say and how we say it, because it affects other people. And so with that being said, want to think on positive interaction, positive exchange. I don't know if you've ever encountered someone who has a lot of negative verbiage, a lot of negative comments, or just negative affect, how you feel once you leave their presence. I know a lot of times people will say, oh, I've talked to that person, they're draining. I talked to that person and it just, they weigh me down. But when we think in terms of positive interactions, it has the adverse effect. So think about this for a moment. Think about waking up in the morning. You may be lethargic. You may be drowsy as a young person. You put in a lot of effort, even as an adult. And you just wake up and you're not really feeling that day. And because you're not feeling it, everything that you do throughout that day is going to be affected by it. Likewise, if you start thinking about the things that are most positive or the things that are most beneficial to you in that day, and not looking at so much the glass being half empty, but even the glass or even the glass being half full, but more so what you can do with the content in the glass. So if you wake up and you're not really feeling the best about your day, or you're having some pressures, think about the things that are going right. True enough, you did get up. You know, you have control over how you look at the course of your day, how you frame the course of your day. But if you do not take those things into consideration, you can get bogged down in the things around you. So as we're talking today, just think about some ways that you may think on things and some ways that you may reflect on some things, and then think on some ways that you might want to reflect. I understand we have a guest calling in that might want to chime in on the subject. Let's hear from our caller. Caller, could you state your name? Okay, I guess they got disconnected. So, like I said, we want to think about ways we can respond positively, ways we can think positively. In the heat of any situation is not the time to decide how you're going to respond or how you're going to handle that situation. We need to think proactively on those things before they even come up. Thus, a positive response. Carl, are you there? Okay, seems we're having some technical issues. But so back to that thought. When we encounter things, if we think about them from a perspective of, I can't have control so much over what the situation is, but I can have control over my response, and we fuel a positive response, then we have already started the process of coming beyond or moving beyond whatever the situation is, because we have made an informed decision on our own to be positive, to think positive. Case in point, we'll use an adult perspective, we'll use a child perspective. From a young person's perspective, they may be encountering some peer pressures, or they may be encountering some turbulence at school. And while they can't always, or you have no control over someone else's actions, you have control over yours. So if they look at how they can move past that situation, speaking positively, you know, I can disassociate myself with this person, or I can indulge in other things that would have a better or greater bearing on me. That helps the outcome of the situation. From the adult perspective, even if you think on something like that we all encounter, maybe bills, and you have more bills than you have income to pay those bills. But if you think about the fact that someone who's in a situation outside of yours would much rather trade places with you, or if you think about the fact that you do have a resource or you have an opportunity to make a resource to be a means to the end, is a way that you can positively fuel your thoughts so that you're not just inundated with, okay, I've got this, I've got that. To sit down and make a strategic plan and to say, okay, I see myself out of this because I'm going to do this, or I'm going to strive to do that. Carla, did you chime in? I'm not sure if they're there. So ask yourself this question. When you wake up in the morning, what is the very first thing you think about? Do you think about what is before you, or do you think about how you can have an agenda, to have a mind made up to say that this is going to be an extraordinary day regardless of what is handed to you? Do you think about when you wake up in the morning all that you have on your to-do list, or do you think about whatever comes your way, you're equipped to handle it? Also food for thought. To know if you're on the road to thinking positively. When you encounter situations, do you automatically have the this is not going to turn out well thought process, or do you have the I can conquer this, this is another opportunity for me to grow, excel, and advance? This is from both the adult perspective as well as the young adult or youth perspective, because if you think it, if you see it, if you see yourself out of it, then you are able to achieve it. You are able to move forward and progress. Carla, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good afternoon, Carla. Could you state your name?
Yes, this is Delzora, Miss Worth It.
Well, greetings, Miss Worth It, and also the Honorable CEO of Justice from A to Z. I appreciate you calling in on today. We're talking about thinking positive and speaking positive, and I know that's something that you have a lot of experience with just in all your interactions. So do you want to share any thoughts with our listeners on today?
Okay, yeah. Can you repeat the question for me? I'm sorry. I'm trying to get into a location where I can hear you. Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay, I was just saying on today's show, we're talking about thinking positive and speaking positive and how it has a ripple effect, or how it can have an effect on others, just like how negative people have an effect, but positive people also have an even greater effect. So can you speak or talk about how positivity or speaking positive or thinking positive has a bearing on you or your experience in that?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because, you know, the things that come out of our mouth, one of the things that we have to learn, our voice and the words that come from us are very powerful, and especially when you look at the people that are watching you and following you, because somebody is always watching you and someone is always following you, especially our youth. You may not necessarily know it, but they got their eyes on you, and so when you're speaking positive into their life and you continually walk into that positivity no matter what your circumstances are, that gravitates to them, and they realize and they're looking like, man, this person is always, you know, they're never negative, they're always speaking positive, and they're and you know, people use the word energy a lot today, so, you know, for me, it's spirit, which you're really looking at. Their spirit or their energy is so positive that when you connect that, you know, when someone is pulling from that and they see that, they're going to react in a positive way. It may not be a quick, but it is a ripple effect. They'll begin to think about that. If they're in a situation, they'll remember, wow, I saw Miss Carr, and, you know, I saw her, you know, with parents coming up against her and how she handled it. So we have to keep that in mind, that our actions and the things that we say that come out of our mouth, they're very powerful, and people are watching. And if you do what's positive, it will connect with them, and it'll just continue, that it will ripple. But negativity, that's even more powerful, because that's what the enemy uses against us. So if you're doing negative things, not only, you know, when you're doing positive things, sometimes it takes a little while for a group to grasp it, but it could be a few. When you're doing something negative, the enemy joins in with a whole bunch of people to follow you. So we really have to be careful about the actions and the things that come out of our mouth.
I agree. And one of the things I was talking about earlier was that we all have been given a voice, and with that voice, we've been given responsibility. You touched on power,
yes.
And that's where I was going with that thought. I kind of was bumping around a couple of different places, but that's where I was going with that thought, is that we've been given a voice, and with that voice, we've been given responsibility, because our voice has power to, just like you said, have that ripple effect. I don't know if you've ever encountered someone who spoke something or said something to you, and you didn't really grasp it at that time, but later on you might have come in contact with a life circumstance or a situation, and that the word that they said, even though they weren't physically there, the word that they gave, that positive nugget of information that they deposited, it just stuck with you, and it was what you needed for that time frame. A lot of times I don't think you really get the full essence of the fact that our words not only have power, but that we're responsible for everything we say. So if I say something that does have an adverse effect on you, I'm responsible for that. So we need to use our voice of authority responsibly. Have you ever had somebody tell you something you think on later, Ms. Worth It?
Ms. CC, I definitely have, and I'm going to come from a negative kind of tone with this, because I remember I was young, a person said something to me, and it was very, very negative. And even though as I got older I tried to blow that off, that really stuck with me. And until I got surrounded in my, you know, my young adult years around some women who were definitely Christian women, but they were very positive women, and I listened to them and the things they said and the things that they spoke into my life, I began to realize that piece that person said to me negatively had to go, because that wasn't who I was, that wasn't who I was at the time, and that's not who I wanted to become. And these women helped me to realize that no matter what people say that are negative, you have to get to a point of being strong and positive and surrounding yourself with positive people, because if you don't, it will continue to press upon your spirit, and even in some of your actions, you know, if you do something wrong, which we all have and we all probably will make a mistake, and when you do that negative thing that they said to you, it's like, oh, wow, that is who I am, because I can't make the right decision, or whatever the case may be. So you have to be real careful with that. And that's from a negative perspective. So imagine if something negative can stick with you, how much better and how much more elevating and escalating that will be if you take on some positive things, how that will stick with you, help you to elevate.
I agree. And just like you set this platform for the positive male response, what you were saying, it really took me back there in terms of the fact that, you know, we need to make sure we're saying positive things to our youngsters, that we're, you know, empowering them with words that help to fuel them. And that does not mean, and please don't get me wrong, that when someone is doing something in error, that we don't tell them, but there's still a way you can tell them that's not demeaning or brought from a that doesn't come from a negative light. So if you have a child that's maybe you look at them and you say, okay, well, you know what, my child is a little bit lazy in this area or slow for in this area, you can bring it to their attention. You know what? I see that you're not as timely in this area. You need to be more timely. You still say that the child is maybe procrastinating or slow for it, but you're not saying it in a way that's demeaning or negative. And that's the point I really want to drive home when we think about being good stewards over our words and realizing that our words have power and carry weight, and you're responsible for everything that you say.
Yes.
You're responsible for everything that you say.
Ms. Carr, I like that. And you have a couple of other guests on. I'm not sure if they want to say anything, but I know you have a couple of other guests that's chimed on as well.
All right.
But I go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, you know, and with the positive male response, it is our obligation to impact our young people in positive ways. And, yes, I love the fact of what you're saying about we have to address the negative issues, but it's not what you say, it's how you say. And I use this example all the time because people, especially our older people, we are real quick to worry about young people with their pants down. God gave me a revelation that, yeah, in your household, how you raise them, they have no business with their pants down, how you raise them. But that you run into out in the streets, instead of worrying about their pants, we need to start worrying about their mind and their heart. And if we can connect with them and work on their mind and their heart, they'll pull their own pants up. But we start worrying about the outward instead of the inward.
That's really good. Interesting point. Do we have any other guests on the line that would like to chime in on our subject of positive thinking and positive speaking? The actual topic is our words have power. Positive words have power, and they also have a ripple effect. Do we have any guests on the line that would like to identify themselves this afternoon?
Could you repeat the topic?
Yes, we're actually talking on positive thinking and positive speaking, how we're responsible for our words and how they have positive thinking, how it has a ripple effect, almost like tossing stones on a pond. You know how the stones have that ripple effect. So do you have any to share just on positive thinking, positive speaking, how you may have had some experiences, anything on those subjects?
Miss Liam, I like the topic. I just feel like, you know, that's definitely true. You know, positive thinking is like when you put off positive energy or positive thoughts, you get that same in return. You know what I mean? You might catch somebody who got an attitude, but as long as you're positive, they're going to end up feeling that vibe. You're like, oh, okay, maybe I'm tripping. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like positive energy just, it attracts one another.
Yeah, that's a good thought. And Carla, who do we have on the line? We thank you for your thoughts. Those are great. But can you identify yourself so all our listeners can know who we have on our show today?
My name is King Gary Arnett Green II.
I'm Reginald Green.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Always good to hear from everyone, but we also like to hear the male take on it since we are focusing on our initiatives for the positive male response. Thank you so much, Gary Green. He's also the president of Justice from A to Z, and we thank him for taking time to come in and chime on the line. Likewise, we have Reggie Green. Reggie, did you have any thoughts on just positivity, some of the things you may have encountered? I know Ms. Worthit spoke on how she had a negative experience that stuck with her, and we want to try to make experiences positive, but we know we've all encountered both negative and positive. So on that subject, do you have anything you want to share?
Yes, Ms. Cece, I'm about to give it to Mr. Green. And also we have Shantique Randolph, who is a member of the organization as well. But here's Mr. Green. He does have something he want to say.
Okay. Now that we have 90 seconds, so go ahead, Mr. Green. Let me hear from you.
That's a good topic. It's basically, I like it because it's the laws of attraction. And you said a positive thinking, right?
Positive thinking, positive speaking, yes.
Yeah, it's like having confidence when you play sports. Like with sports for me, that took me a lot of places, you feel me? It helped me with a lot of things positively, you feel me?
Right. Understandable. That's good. I mean, and the thing about it, it's something that has a trickle-down or snowball effect. We just keep in mind, and we want to try to surround ourselves with positive people and be positive. Thank you so much, Mr. Green. We have Ms. Randolph on the line.
Yes, I'm here.
Good afternoon, Ms. Randolph. Would you like to share your thoughts on our subject today, positive thinking, positive speaking, how it has a ripple effect? We have about 60 seconds left.
Of course, and we should hold people responsible. If we hear people that speak negatively, then we should take the responsibility to try and transfer their negative energy into a positive way. And it's sometimes some people don't even know that they're speaking negative. Some people don't even know they're atmosphere, and it's best if we just not even trying to shut them up, but to just implement positivity in the atmosphere just from a daily basis on whatever they want to endeavor.
Wow. Those are some good nuggets. We have about 10 seconds left on our show, but holding people accountable and then also transferring some of our positive into their space so that turns the negative to positive. Awesome comments, and I hope that those of you who are listening will take even greater heed to what you're saying, be more responsible about what you're saying, and know that we'll be held accountable for what we say and how that affects other people. We are responsible for the words that we steward over. We thank you all so much for joining us on the call. And we hope that you'll chime in and listen to us in the future as we continue our initiative on the positive male response. Always want to give thanks to our sponsoring agency, which is Justice from A to Z Incorporated, an outstanding organization in the community. If you're looking to get your hands busy into doing some work, please log on to our website so that you can find out more information about what we are doing and how you can be of assistance. We thank you all so very much for listening. Have a wonderful day. Until all have been reached, you keep reaching.
If I can just close with saying thank you all for being a part of our Positive Male Response movement. Continue to watch and listen. Thank you, Ms. Carr.
You're welcome. Y'all
have a
great
day.
Day.